going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Jeff Ulbrich and his son, Jax. This came out over the weekend. If you did not see it, quarterback Shedeur Sanders from the University of Colorado got prank called. Now, everything that Shedeur Sanders does is under a microscope at this point. It's all being streamed. It's all being videotaped. I don't know, like reality show, documentary, Twitch, Instagram, all of the above. I think all of the above is being involved in this. I want to invite you guys to weigh in on this at 929 Morning Shift. We want to hear from you. We'll be keeping track of that all morning. But so it comes out that the number was leaked, and this was an NFL-only number, and the number was leaked, and they tried to do an investigation of who it was. Come to find out, Jeff Ulbrich's son, Jax, who attends Ole Miss, is in the video where Shedeur Sanders is being prank called. Now, he wasn't the only person to be prank called this weekend during the NFL draft, but the Falcons have had to release a statement. Jax Ulbrich himself has released a statement. Shedeur Sanders has talked about it a couple of times. It is, guys, it's a bad look. All the way around, it's a bad look. And the one thing, coming off a good draft, the last thing you want to do, Bo, is turn on any headline and see the negative Falcons headlines, and that's what we're getting at this point.
Well, I'm just sick and tired of the negative headlines. And look, it's self-inflicted. I'm tired of, we have a good day. Oh, yeah, 28-3. Yeah, or, oh, yeah, tampering. Or, you know, the noise gate with years ago when, Mike, you were on the team then.
Yeah, Roddy White, the executive, not the wide receiver.
Yeah, it's just, it's always something. It just gets annoying. The way that people want to know that this happened. Well, how could this happen? How could anything like this happen? Well, you're working at home. You've got an Excel spreadsheet up which had the contacts of all of these prospects. So teams can call them. And, you know, it's probably one of those things where, you know, we all get emails that sometimes, as being in management, Mike.
Here we go.
I get emails that have information on them that, I don't need to do anything with, right? But I have it, and it's open, and kid goes by and sees it, and he's a 21-year-old college student, and he's like, oh, let's play a mean prank, and it's ridiculous, and shame on Jax Ulbrich, because that's to me to where. You know, I had this conversation with Mark Zeno, who offline, but it was one he was having online with people too, where he wants this accountability for Jeff Ulbrich. And I understand, to me, the organization should not be punished at all. If anyone's fined or punished, it should be Jeff Ulbrich as far as a fine goes. But let's not take accountability from where it should be. It goes to whoever the clown was on the phone call doing it, who we still don't know his name, and it's Jax Ulbrich, because they did this. And he's a 21-year-old adult. He's not a kid. He's his kid, but he's not a kid. He's an adult, and it's a mean-spirited prank. I don't like it, but the reality of the situation is Tyler Warren got pranked. Kyle McCord got pranked. But the Shedeur Sanders prank is the one people care about. Last year, Cooper DeJean got pranked.
Well,
I don't know. We never found out who. I'm not saying that any of it's right. It's just not the first time. It's the most famous person this happened to. And it's extremely mean-spirited with the way it happened, because this is a player, a human being, a draft prospect who had different grades and fell, and because of it, it becomes even more mean-spirited and feels even more harsh of a prank, and all of it's wrong.
Yeah, and Allie, I want to get your thoughts on this too, but here's what I'll say, bro. This is different for me, and the reason this is different and that Shedeur Sanders is being treated differently in this instance, the reason it's a bigger headline is because he's the only guy so far that's been pranked that had an NFL-only number that you thought you could trace it back to. Like, normally,
well, that we
you
know of. I mean, I think some of these players get NFL-only numbers. I think he's the only one that we know that's exactly what it was, because they made a public report about it before.
Okay, I'm going to venture to say that Cooper DeJean didn't get a new cell phone for draft night.
We don't know if Tyler Warren or did or not.
Okay, that's fine. We'll give the benefit of the doubt. My point being is that you knew immediately that this was traceable to NFL. Mm-hmm. And when he already – when the conversations were already surrounding – NFL personnel not being in love with Shedeur Sanders, mm-hmm, and his perceived level of arrogance or cockiness or whatever you want to call it, then once it came out that Shedeur had an NFL-only number, that he only gave the number out to NFL people, that's when the target flipped around and it was like, dude, we need to find out who this is. Like, there wasn't an investigation before, obviously, for Cooper DeJean or Tyler Warren. I think those are different instances. But everybody in America is watching Shedeur Sanders and this entire story unfold. And as soon as we find out it's an NFL-only number, it's like, we might be able to figure out who this is.
Right.
Right? We might be able to figure out where the leak is. And that's when all this stuff comes out about Jack Holber.
And I hate this because, you know, I'm not defending anything.
Sure.
But you know, before this phone call was made, Jax was just thinking, this is going to be so funny.
Yes.
And it's just one of those pranks that went too far. It is not funny. And my immediate thought, actually, Mike, was about you, because you explained the pressure you were feeling with draft night. And your mom had all these people over to the house.
Yes.
I mean, Shedeur has so many cameras on him.
Yeah.
And I feel like he handled it with grace.
I agree.
He handled it well. But how would you have felt,
dude,
if you had gotten a prank call on probably the most important night of your life?
Yeah, and I think, to your point, and Bo, we'll bring it back to this, I think a lot of people don't necessarily find this relatable until you put it up against like your biggest moments of your life and realizing that he was let down in one of the biggest moments of his life. And when you add in the fact that, you know, and again, relatability comes, it's like, hey, can you imagine if you told your buddies that you did an interview for a huge job and like a huge promotion, and one of your buddies called you and was like, hey man, you got the job.
Ugh.
Psych. You know,
no.
Like that's the way I feel about it. And I just hated it from all angles. I'm with you though. I don't think this is a Falcons problem per se. I mean, the guy hasn't even coached a job for a game for the Falcons. He just got hired a couple months ago, right? To come back down here. It's hard to say, oh, the Falcons need to be fined for this. But I wouldn't be shocked to see a Jeff Ulbrich fine come away from this, just from, you know, from the standpoint of information getting out on his accord.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be upset with it either. Like, it wouldn't bother me.
No.
Like, if you find
it would be
that's
best
fine.
Case scenario, you know, in my opinion.
I heard people saying, good thing they traded their first round pick. Dude, this is not a situation that you take a pick away from a team. That would set such a precedent, because now you just will never recover as a league from that. You can't do it. But if the league wants to find Jeff Ulbrich, then I understand, and I think Jeff Ulbrich would understand. Now, you know, his son might learn to understand too. I don't believe for a second that Jeff Ulbrich raised his kid to do this.
No,
but that, and again, I got Zeno. Zeno's like, oh, accountability. I'm like, why are you yelling at the parent? Why is the parent the guy that should be accountable for an adult
21
making
is that age too?
Boneheaded mm-hmm. decision? And you know the dumbest. You know the worst. He probably gets away with it if he doesn't film it. He's not in a video laughing while the other guy does it. The other part I want to know who the other kid was. I want to know who his – but because
– call his daddy out?
Well, I don't blame his dad for his idiotic decision.
Yeah.
But I think he deserves to be called out too. Why is Jax Ulbrich the only one getting – now –
It was the source of the phone number. Let's be real. It's the source of the phone number. That's why.
I know. But the other guy was just as culpable in this. It's mean-spirited, okay?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it.
To me, pranks done to their best. I'll tell you, I played a prank on a buddy of mine last night. We're at Cancun's, and we see a buddy of ours, and he listens, Davy Jones, he plays MGA, he's an older guy, he's sitting at the bar, way away from us, and he's talking. And my buddy Bristow goes, hey, man, Davy Jones, you have Davy Jones's number? I go, no. He goes, so you have yours? I go, I don't think so. He goes, let's play with him and text him. So we started texting, hey, man, you owe me money. Come out in the parking lot. Leave your wife in. And we're, like, joking around. You know, he never checks his phone for, like, the 45 minutes go by. He never checks his phone. So
well,
we send Ricky over. We send Ricky over, and we're like, hey, go tell Davy there's a guy in the parking lot waiting on him.
Yeah.
And Davy looks down at his phone and goes, a squid. And he walks right over and was like, what are you guys doing over here? Trying to prank me. And I'm like, dang. You know, that's a prank, guys, that we know who it is. We have a relationship. We're friends. And it's all as well, right?
Right.
This wasn't.
Yes.
That's how a prank is maybe not done right, but done in the right frame, right? It's done with a friend. It wasn't mean-spirited. This was mean.
Yeah, it was.
And that's the thing that's going to be taken away. You capitalize on a bad situation, something that was happening to someone that was not expected and it wasn't their best moment, and you tried to capitalize off of it.
Yeah, and
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Now, I thought you brought up a great point. Shedeur Sanders has actually come out of this. I think the image of Shedeur Sanders for some people has actually gotten better. You know right. What I mean? The questions about him, he accepts the phone call. I know that Mr. Blank's talked to Dion. There just continues to be massive fallout. But age 21. Age 21 is that weird age where you're like, you're a man, you're still an idiot.
Yes, you know what I mean? They know everything at the age of 21. You
no
guys
doubt.
Would not have wanted to meet me at age 21. That is such a crazy age.
Yeah, you and Grant ever have that conversation? Oh, I wish we'd got married earlier. It's like, no, I wasn't ready for that.
No, yeah, we've talked about it.
Like, that would not have worked out for anybody involved. I want to know your thoughts, guys. Hit us up at 929 Morning Shift. And we'll make sure we keep track of that. We'll get to some of your thoughts later. That'll also be part of the wake-up call coming up 8 o'clock.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.